Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is January the 18th, 2020. Well, how was your weekend? Did you enjoy your day yesterday in the Lord's house? We had a good day. I really enjoyed teaching the Beatitudes. We discussed the blessing of no longer being led by the spirit of disobedience, but being led by the spirit of Christ. And so, you know, it was a good day. I had both my kids here to spend the day with us yesterday. It was a good day. And so, good to be able to bring you another morning devotion. And I was thinking about my devotion yesterday, and I didn't really have a thought in mind. Then, yesterday evening, my wife, my daughter, and I, we all yawned at once. I made the statement, looks like we all need to go to sleep. Then I said after that, He giveth His beloved sleep. I think I'll do my devotion on that passage. My daughter said, are you really going to use that passage for your devotion? Looks like the answer to that question is yes. You see, that passage is found in Psalm 127 and verse 2. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, and to eat the bread of sorrows, for He giveth His beloved sleep. Psalm 127 is talking about the necessity of trusting the Lord. You know, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. So, except you're trusting in the Lord to build the house, your labor is vain. The psalmist also goes on to say, it's vain to rise up early, to stay up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. You know, worry. That's all vain. And just trust in the Lord. You see, it's better to trust in the Lord. And listen to what Gil has to say about that. That is the Lord, such who are partakers of His divine grace, that fear and love Him. To them, thus diligent and industrious, He gives not only bread to eat, but sleep, which to a laboring man is sweet. And having food and raiment, He gives them contentment, quietness, and satisfaction of mind, which is the greatest blessing of all. Sleep, even bodily sleep, was reckoned with the very heathens a divine gift. And so, Gil, as he sees this passage, is seeing that the Lord giving sleep to His people is a divine gift. The gift of rest, the gift of recuperation, the gift of just trusting in the Lord. Spurgeon says this, because the Lord is mainly to be rested in, all taking care is mere vanity and vexation of spirit. We are bound to be diligent, for this the Lord blesses. We ought not to be anxious, for that dishonors the Lord and can never secure His favor. Some deny themselves needful rest. The morning sees them rise before they are rested. The evening sees them toiling long after the curfew has tolled the knell of parting day. They threaten to bring themselves into the sleep of death by neglect of the sleep which refreshes life. Through faith, the Lord makes His chosen ones to rest in Him in happy freedom from care. So those are interesting remarks on this, He gives His beloved sleep. So I might ask you, how's your sleep? Do you rest in Christ? Do you trust in Him so that you can say what the psalmist says in another place, Psalm 4:8, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for Thou, Lord, only makest me to dwell safely. In other words, I won't be up all night worrying because I'm trusting in the Lord. I have the peace of passable understanding. I know that He has given me peace. And so I'm just going to lay down and sleep and rest and trust the Lord and get that rest the way that God has designed for me to receive it. You see, when trusting the Lord, you can experience peace. You can have peace because you trust in the Lord. And so your rest is in Him. And because you're resting in Him spiritually, your body is able to find that spirit or physical rest. So you have the sweet sleep of peace because you understand that it is the Lord that makes you to dwell in safety. you're not worrying about. Danger, you're not worried about. Bills, you're not concerned about. All of these things that you don't have any control over, you're just simply trusting in the Lord, and that trust allows you to have sleep. So this week I want you to think about the blessing of sleep. I want you to think how the Lord gives sleep. And sleep comes because of the trust in Christ. Now we miss sleep because we are not trusting in Christ. We miss sleep because we trust in ourselves instead of the Lord. We worry about things over which we have no control, and so we're up all night worrying about something that we can't control. Today I want you to realize if you'll trust the Lord, you can find the blessing of sleep because He giveth His beloved sleep. Let's pray. Today, Lord, we do thank You for the blessing of sleep. We thank You that You have given us that rest for our souls where we trust in You, and then because our heart is at ease and we're content in You and that Your hand at work in our lives, we can find that blessed sleep of peace. I pray that You'll give Your people the sleep of peace this week as they trust in You. Give them rest for their bodies and rest from a weary soul as they trust in You. Thank You for the blessing of sleep today. In the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Hope you have a good week. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Mark signing off.